Australia's newest natural burial site sits in a quiet corner at Kemp's Creek on the edge of Sydney. There are no gravestones or grand mausoleums, just a patch of bare grass surrounded by a simple wooden fence. Those laid to rest here will be buried in biodegradable coffins. Julian Porteous, the auxiliary Roman Catholic Bishop of Sydney, thinks it will become a popular option.
I think people will have a greater sense of their unity with creation. From dust we have come, to dust we shall return. In no way would this diminish all those very important human dimensions to the experience of death, that there would still be, in the Catholic tradition, there'd still be a full funeral mass, there would still be the chance for the family to come together to pray, and so all the normal rituals surrounding the funeral of a person would still be preserved. But the final resting place, where there would be not, if you like, a heavy mark of the person, but rather the person is, if you like, consigned to the dust from which they came.
Graves at the Kemp's Creek Eco Site can be leased for about $2,200 and are recycled. Tenure is limited to 30 years, and if the license isn't renewed, then that plot is used again by someone else. Michael McMahon is the chief executive of the Catholic Cemeteries Board.
We're currently sitting under the structure, which is just an area where people can reflect out of the sun and hot weather, and also out of the rain and inclement weather we have in Sydney. What you see at the moment is very much just a natural area. There is various species of trees located here. There is natural grasses that are there. There's a bit of area where, in fact, it's been washed away by way of increased overflow of water. There's a small pond to the right of that. It's surrounded by a fence. The fence at least separates the site from the balance of our site, which is the more traditional burial parts of a lawn burial.
When relatives and friends come here to pay their respects to someone who's passed away, how do they find them?
We also put on each grave a transponder. It's a transponder that's put about 2 feet below the surface. That will allow us to scan that area and find the name of the person that's actually located in that grave. We're also bringing in longitude and latitude, which will be a GPS coordinate, so a person who has a new invented mobile phone can find the location of the grave.
The idea of a no-frills, environmentally aware grave may, however, take time to catch on in Australia, where there's still a deep respect for tradition. At the Rookwood Necropolis in Sydney, one of the largest cemeteries in the Southern Hemisphere, more than 1 million people are buried in the traditional fashion. The vast site is adorned with lavish headstones and statues, as well as more modest memorials. There are separate sections for Anglicans, Catholics, Jews and Muslims.
تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Alia, a Muslim migrant from Pakistan, reads a story of forgiveness over her mother's tomb. She, like visitors to the Rookwood Cemetery from other faiths, believes that having a clearly marked traditional grave is of vital importance.
It's just like a meeting her. It's a meeting place for me. Actually, she's gone, her soul is going up in the sky. That's what we believe. And whenever I come here, I think of the time when she passed away, and then we were seeing her face. Her face comes to me straight when I come here.
What would it mean for you, Margaret, to come here to remember your father, but having to find him with a GPS tracker?
No thanks. I wouldn't like that. It's not personal. I mean, we know, we can actually see where he is here. I don't like the GPS. That's too modern for me. I'm very traditional, like the old way. But just to think with a GPS and you're going around, look like you're looking for mines or something. No, not my cup of tea, I'm afraid.
There's also a view that conventional graveyards help to preserve history and display the spirit of a community. Peter Dowling, a heritage officer at the National Trust in Canberra, says eco-burial sites won't have the same cultural value as one of the many traditional cemeteries he visits.
I quite often get an intense feeling of life and death, of the sort of achievements and failures of the people, and I quite often feel that I am walking through history, which is exactly what I am doing in actual fact. And that's what anyone else is doing. They are walking through the history of that particular community where that cemetery is. And it would be a shame to lose that sort of sense of the past, that sort of connectivity with the past. You know, these cemeteries are really, really symbols of our past. You know, they're the markers of our history.
The Roman Catholic Church believes that its new green option will become increasingly popular as its parishioners weigh up the benefits of the ultimate act of recycling. The Kemp's Creek site is officially open for business. The ground has been dedicated under St. Francis of Assisi, the patron saint of ecology. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.